Americans are in a funk about the economy, and it's beginning to affect how they spend their money. Personal spending in February was weaker than expected, and that points to a slowdown in economic growth. Surveys suggest that many people are nervous about President Trump's trade policies, and investors are nervous too. The Dow Jones Industrial Average tumbled more than 700 points today. NPR's Scott Horsley is here with the latest. Hey, Scott.
Hi, Juana.
Scott, I understand that we got some new economic numbers this morning. What did they tell us?
They tell us that people are worried. The latest survey from the University of Michigan shows consumer sentiment fell for the third month in a row. People across the political spectrum are worried about inflation. They're worried about the job market. Some of that is being driven by President Trump's policies on tariffs and government job cuts. Dan Fitch is a nurse who works for the Veterans Administration in Portland, Oregon. He feels like his own job's pretty secure, but he worries about his colleagues and says the overall outlook is not great.
I don't see things going in a positive direction. I really don't. The cost of living has already been elevated for a while. Sorry, adding on tariffs. I don't see how that positively affects anybody.
Fitch says he and his family have been cutting back on spending. They're not traveling as much as they usually do. He's even stopped paying for haircuts for his 3 and 7-year-old sons.
Yeah, I bought a pair of clippers and I'm cutting both my kids' hair now. Heck, I might start doing my own too. I did for a number of years when I was in college. It might be time to try again. It can get pretty ugly, but it's worth it for a little bit more peace of mind where your money's concerned.
And Fitch is not the only one taking clippers to his family's budget. Today, the Commerce Department said spending on services like haircuts rose by a meager 0.2% last month, and spending at restaurants was actually down.
I mean, I'm not an expert, but this does not sound great for the economy.
It's not. Consumer spending is the biggest driver of the U.S. economy, and it has been remarkably resilient in recent years. But senior economist Dan North of Allianz Trade North America says that consumer engine may be sputtering a bit.
I think if you're a consumer, you're sitting there and saying, I'm not so sure about these tariffs here. My income's kind of dwindling a little bit. Oh, and by the way, I just opened up my credit card bill and there's still items I need to pay off from Christmas. I'm going to draw my horns in a little bit.
Now, while services spending was weak last month, we did see a burst of spending on big ticket items. Some of that may have been defensive spending as shoppers tried to get ahead of the president's tariffs.
Yeah, and when you talk about big ticket items, that makes me think of cars and the 25% tariff that Trump announced a few days ago. That goes into effect next week, right?
That's right. And Trump has also telegraphed other far-reaching tariffs next week. Look, tariffs are taxes, and economists say that is going to push prices higher. I spoke to a man this morning who timed his own new car purchase a couple of weeks ago deliberately to beat the president's tariffs. He also discovered that his favorite oatmeal comes from Canada. So to avoid import taxes on that, he stockpiled enough to keep his cereal bowl full for the next 8 months or so. Likewise, Dawn Woodward, who lives in Michigan, recently bought her son a new TV weeks before his birthday because she was worried about tariffs. When it comes to other shopping, though, Woodward's been trying to cut back.
And I found that stuff that I thought I needed. Oh my gosh, I need this or I need that. I didn't really actually need most of it.
Instead of buying stuff, Woodward says she's putting more money aside in her family's emergency fund, and she's not alone. The share of income that people socked away in savings last month rose to its highest level in 8 months.
NPR's Scott Horsley, thanks.
You're welcome.